It's Tuesday, December 7th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Three more of those missionaries held hostage by the 400 Mwozo gang in Haiti have been released as of Monday, according to Christian Aid Missions. That leaves 12 in captivity of the original 17 captured. Please continue to pray for the release of these brothers and sisters in Christ. The United States will not be sending government officials to the Beijing Winter Olympics in 2022. It's a protest against what the Biden administration calls, quote, ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity, end quote. The diplomatic boycott comes specifically for the persecution of the Uyghur Muslim population and other ethnic and religious minority groups in the Xinjiang district. However, this is not a complete U.S. boycott, as our athletes are still allowed to compete. Ecclesiastes 8 verses 12 and 13 provides some wisdom here. Though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him. But it will not be well with the wicked, nor will he prolong his days which are as a shadow, because he does not fear before God. In other international news, the Russian military has moved 100,000 troops and armored vehicles to the eastern Ukrainian border. That's the second time this year. The Washington Post reports the Kremlin has been moving troops toward the border with Ukraine while demanding Washington guarantee that Ukraine will not join NATO and that the alliance will refrain from certain military activities in and around Ukrainian territory. The crisis has provoked fears of a renewed war on European soil and comes ahead of a planned virtual meeting next week between President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Bob Dole, who overcame disabling war wounds to become a sharp-tongued Senate leader from Kansas, a Republican presidential candidate, and then a symbol and celebrant of his dwindling generation of World War II veterans, died Sunday, reports Reuters. He was 98. He received 2 Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star for his military heroism. He ran for president 3 times, in 1980, 1988, and finally in 1996 when he won the Republican nomination.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity.